This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, and today's show is special. We'd like you to meet four Starcade champions. First, here's John Spinelli. Here's Michael Griggs. Here's Eric Labate. And here's Lori Graham. These are our four champions, and now here's your host, Jeff Edwards.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. Hi, welcome to one of those special days on Starcade when we find out who is the champion among champions. We have with us four Starcaders who have already played and won on previous Starcade shows. They're back to compete against each other, and one of them is going to win this RB5X programmable robot. Now, Starcader, it's good to see you again. Nice to have you back. And before the show, of course, we matched you up at random to see who would be the opponents in today's two matches. The winner of each round will go on to play each other for the championship. So, Kevin, tell us who the first two players are.
Jeff, our first two players are John and Lori.
Okay, that means Michael and Eric, you go off stage. You guys go off stage. We'll be back with you in a little while to play the second match. See you later. And Lori and John, you're our first two players, so if you want to shake hands and then go over to the podiums, we'll get ready to play Starcade. And before we get to the competition, I want to tell you that each of our players has had a chance to choose one of today's games, and now Kevin will tell us what games they've chosen.
Jeff, our first game was picked by both Lori and John. It's Buck Rogers, A Flight Over a Cosmic City. Michael, Zookeeper, A Race for the Animals. Eric's game is Gyrus, A Journey Through Deep Space Toward Home. Next is Star Wars, Join Up with Obi-Wan Kenobi. And finally, Congo Bongo, A Great Gorilla Pursued by a Mad Hunter. And these last two games are the ones that I picked to see just how good these Starcaders are. Jeff?
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Those are the five games on today's show. And as Kevin told us, Lori, you chose Buck Rogers, and John, you chose Buck Rogers, too. So obviously those are the games you'd like to play at some point today, but you also had a chance to play the other games on today's show. Now, right now we're going to show you the playing field of a video game on our Name the Game board. First one to buzz in and identify it correctly chooses the first game to be played. So if you're ready, take a look to your left there and name this game. John.
Amidar.
Amidar is right. So that means you choose the game we're going to play first. What will it be?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay, Star Wars it is, and Kevin will tell us about Star Wars.
Darth Vader, in command of the Empire's Death Star, is approaching the rebel planet. All is in confusion, and Princess Leia has called you forward. You must join the rebellion to repel the attack, or all is lost. You cannot waver now. With you at the lead of Princess Leia's rebel force, the galaxy may survive. And remember, the Force will be with you, always.
Interesting, John. As soon as you found out that Buck Rogers was also Lori's choice, you stayed away from that completely.
That's true. I didn't want to give her any type of advantage.
Okay, Star Wars is the game you picked. You can pick your own level, easy, medium, or hard. Some people think you get more points on the upper levels, but it's harder to do it. So if you're ready, you'll have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play.
Good five, Dan, right?
John picked the easy level, and there he goes. Okay, John, nicely done. Head on back. Lori comes up here. Come on, Lori. Okay, Star Wars is the game. You ready to go?
Yeah, I guess so.
Again, like I told John, you can pick your own level. You'll have 30 seconds, and here we go, Lori. Ready? Get set. Play.
Good five, then, guys.
Lori picked the medium level. $5.95. 24. A close match so far. Laurie, nice shooting. We'll see who gets to choose the next game on the Starcade Invitational in just a second, so don't go away.
The runner-up finalist on today's Starcade Invitational will receive ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcade. Your vision is our vision. ColecoVision from Coleco. And for the grand prize winner, RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can talk and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. And now back to the Starcade Invitational. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Well, John and Laurie, nice to have you back here on Starcade. John, refresh my memory. What happened to you last time you were on Starcade?
Oh, I won a Texas Instruments home computer.
Great.
Which I'd like to thank everybody for. I really appreciated that. And had a lot of fun.
Good. Okay. Laurie, how about you?
Well, I won a Texas Instruments computer and a monitor, and I won another kind of computer. I don't remember the name, but it's new, and I've seen a picture of it now.
Oh, good. You haven't received it yet.
No,
just
but
only on a little
I've
while
seen
ago.
A picture of it, and it's 32K, so that's pretty good.
Oh, well, actually, your prize was the picture of it. You probably didn't understand. But all right, Laurie and John. Interesting that you both picked Buck Rogers as your game, and there's still one more game to be played. Total points scored on both games will determine who goes on to play for the championship. So if you're both ready, hands on buzzers. We'll go to the Name the Game board again. Take a look at it and name this game. Laurie.
Bump and jump.
Bump and jump it is. Yes, indeed. Now, let's see what game Laurie's going to pick. Laurie?
I pick Zyrus.
Zyrus. Both of you staying away from Buck Rogers. That's interesting. Kevin, tell us about Zyrus.
It's easier for me to say that it's Gyrus than for us to change the Z to a G on the game. It is Gyrus. It is black and cold, and I long only for Earth. I alone face the forces of the evil Idioclan Empire. I alone dodge and fire, destroying those I can as I soar homeward from the outer edges of the universe on the spaceship Gyrus.
Thank you, Clavin. Yes, it is Gyrus for sure. And Laurie, how come you stayed away from Buck Rogers, too?
Well, I want to save it for last.
In case you get to play for the robot, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll see if that works out. What we have to deal with now is Gyrus. You'll have 30 seconds. So if you're ready, turn around. Ready? Get set. Play. Good shooting. Look out. 15 seconds. 4,850 in 30 seconds. You didn't get wiped out once. Way to go, Laurie. Head on back. Here comes John. Well, we have a close match here, John. She left you something to shoot at. How do you feel about Gyrus?
No sweat.
No sweat. Okay, John, that's the attitude I'd like to see. You have 30 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Got you with that one. 15 seconds. John, you really wrestle these things when you play them. Okay, head on back next to Laurie. I'll be darned. I think you beat that machine 2-1. Okay, you both had a chance to play 2 games. Let's total up the scores in both games. We'll see which one of you gets on to go into the final competition at the end of the show. John, you have a total score of 8,982. And Laurie, you have 10,444. Laurie, you win. That means you're going to have a chance to play the winner of our other match for the fabulous RB5X robot. Nice going. And John, you didn't win, but we have to say goodbye to you. But we do have a nice parting gift for you, and Kevin will tell you about that. Kev?
It's a collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together in this grand collection. From the country sounds to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader.
Okay, John, nice to have had you back on the show. Take care of yourself. And Laurie, congratulations again. We'll see you in just a little while. And we'll be back to meet our next two champions right after these words.
And now, our next two players on the Starrcade Invitational, Eric Labate and Michael Griggs. And here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Eric and Michael, welcome back. Nice to see you guys. Eric, good to see you again. Let's see, you did pretty well last time on Starrcade, didn't you?
Yeah. What? I got two computers, wow. Spectravision and a Mattel, and I got a camera.
See, with two computers, you don't have to do anything. They just talk to each other, and you can go out and play baseball, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and Michael, as I remember you, you were a musician.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, still playing?
Still working at it.
Good for you. And did you win the big prize on Starrcade last time or just miss it?
No, I just missed it by a few points, but it was fun.
Okay, well, it's good to have you guys back. Now, Michael, your game is Zookeeper, and Eric, yours is Gyrus. We just saw a couple of good Gyrus players, but, of course, in these special shows, our champions can play any game of their choice, even if it's already been played, so Gyrus is up there. Choice is yours. Let's get to the Name the Game question, see who gets to pick the first game. Take a look at the Name the Game board, and name this game. Eric.
Moon Patrol.
Moon Patrol it is. Right you are. Okay, Eric, that means you get to pick the first game. What'll it be?
Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers is the game. Kevin, tell us about Buck Rogers.
It's the 25th century, and your mission as Buck Rogers is to liberate the planet of Zoom from the evil source ship. Race through heavily armed channels, through formidable smasher tunnels, and around the towering spires of a cosmic city, avoiding alien ships and heavy ground forces to reach the enemy source ship. You're the superhero of all time on a mission to rescue a planet. You're Buck Rogers.
I'm trying to follow all the strategy here. The last two players, their game was Buck Rogers. They picked everything but Buck Rogers. Your game is Gyrus, so you picked Buck Rogers. So you feel you're pretty good at Buck Rogers?
Yeah, I really like that game.
All right, you'll have 30 seconds, Eric. Let's see how well you do. Get ready, get set, play. Seventy-one. Boy, is that nicely played. How do you feel about that?
Great.
Well, I would think you would. Okay, you head back, Eric, and here comes Michael. Man, he left you a tough score to shoot at, Michael.
Tough score. He's a good player.
He didn't get killed at all, just went right at it. So we'll wish you good luck. You have the same amount of time. Here we go. 30 seconds on Buck Rogers. Get ready. Get set. Play. Caught up to you. 15 seconds. 3,324. Okay, Michael, head on back. Eric and Mike. Looks like we're going pretty close. We still have one more game to be played, and this is going to be the important game from the looks of things. As you know, the total high score on both games goes on to the finals to play for our grand prize. So if you put your hands on your buzzers, here's your next game to name. Look at the Name the Game board and name that game. Eric.
Super Pac-Man.
You're right, Super Pac-Man. Well, Eric, what game are you going to pick now?
Gyrus.
Gyrus, that was your game, and Gyrus it is. Tell us about it, please, Kevin.
Houston, this is Gyrus. It is black and cold, and I long only for Earth. I alone face the forces of the evil Idioclan Empire. I alone dodge and fire, destroying those I can as I soar homeward from the outer edges of the universe. Even now, I approach Neptune, one planet closer to Earth, and home and light. Alone on the only thing I now call home, the spaceship Gyrus.
Okay, Gyrus it is. Now, Rob Wood, who's a member of our Starrcade crew, has the top score for the Starrcade crew members. He handles the score up there on the podium. He has over 124,000 on Gyrus. What's your high score, do you think?
I'm not sure. I've never taken the score before down.
Yeah, well, of course, you're not going to get 124,000 in 30 seconds, are you? All right, but Gyrus is your game, Eric. That's the one you wanted to play, and you'll have 30 seconds to play it. Let's find out how you do. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? Get set. Play. Good shooting. 20 seconds. $6,750, Eric. Nice play. All right, head on back. Here comes Michael. Now, Michael, I'm watching you over there, and I watched your face kind of fell a little bit.
Very able opponent.
Yeah, he sure is. He's a good player, but we'll see how well you can do. You ready to go?
Sure I am.
Okay, good luck to you, Mike. 30 seconds, ready, get set, play. Seconds, keep shooting. Oh no. 3,050. Okay, Mike, head on back. He had a tough game. Mike goes back. Well, Michael, I think you ran into trouble there on old Gyrus. Let's total up the scores, though, and find out who's going to go on to play for that robot. The grand total for Eric is 10,821. Michael, you have a total of 6,374. Eric, you're the champ. Way to go.
Thanks.
Now, Michael, that means we have to say goodbye to you, but it's been good seeing you again.
It's been fun.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. Wish you good luck in your career as a musician. Oh, don't want to forget one little thing.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a gift for you, Kevin.
It's the Beam Scope 2. It doubles the size of your TV screen and makes playing video games twice as much fun. Exceptional color, installs without tools, and it's affordably priced. From Beam Scope International Marketing Services Incorporated.
And Eric, congratulations to you. Looks like you're going to square off against Laurie for the robot right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And from UMI, Word Feud, the competitive word search game that involves the whole family. It's irresistible fun for everyone. UMI software for family home entertainment, Word Feud from UMI.
And now, it's time to find out who's number one on today's Starcade Invitational. We started with four players. Only two remain, and here they are now. Eric Labadie and Lori Graham. Each of them has eliminated an opponent and earned the right to play the final round for the championship. And here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Eric and Lori, both champions for sure. Runner-up today will get the ColecoVision and the winner their own programmable robot. So a lot of stuff to go for. We have two games left unplayed, Congo Bongo and Zookeeper. Neither game is the one that either of you chose for today's invitational match. So this next Name the Game question is going to be very important to you. Okay, take a look at the Name the Game board and name this game. Yes, Eric.
Tron.
Tron is right. Good for you. That means you're going to pick the game. You're both going to play for the championship. What'll it be?
Zookeeper.
They give me almost nothing to work with, and I am only one man, but I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, it's Zookeeper is the game. We're going to give you 60 seconds. So for both you and Laurie, bonus points are going to be important. And this is it. This is for the robot. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Good luck. Oh, that's nice. Good. Okay, 60 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. And here goes Eric. Oops, missed it. There, you got it that time. Missed the net. Got the groove. Gotcha. 40 seconds, Eric. Ready to get it? All right, nice jump. Good jump again. And you jump to him. That's great. 35 seconds. Bonus points picking up. Okay, 14 seconds. $22,300 at the buzzer. Boy, Eric, you are some game player. You feeling good about that?
Yes, sure.
Okay, if you'll go over here now, we'll let Lori in there, and we'll see what she can do. And how do you feel about Zookeeper, Lori?
I'm scared, but I know how to play it, but I didn't know it went that far so quickly.
Yes, I mean, he got to the third screen rather rapidly, didn't he? Okay, take a deep breath, Lori. Turn around. You have 60 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Going for the robot. Got it good. Bonus points racking up. Here they come. 40 seconds. Jump. All right. Where's that old net when you need it? Oh, gotcha. Seconds. 14 seconds. There's an out. 8,370. Not enough, Lori. Nicely played, but not enough. And you're the champion, Eric. You got your own Harvey 5X.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.